Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out Young Swish. I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you take me for eternity? And make a pinky promise that you never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future is scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the morning, you won't wanna see. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I wanna say. First, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Shaitan or Rajim. Seek refuge in Allah from rejected the Shaitan, the devil. Bismillah, in the name of Allah. Alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulullah mubad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And salam, peace to everyone. Welcome to Point of Impact. We here tonight again. Me and my co-host, my sister, Krista Ellison. Freedom over everything. Community United Focus. Cubs, FOE. We doing it. Back again. Coming to the people. Listen, Krista, you here? Krista? Okay. Well, as soon as she show up, she'll be on the show. Hey, Sean, can you hear me?
Yes, brother,
yeah,
I can hear you. How you doing?
Okay. And who's up there? Who's on the show? Who's that it just spoke?
Natasha's here as well.
Okay. There you go.
This is Infinite Allah of Community Unity in Action.
And Natasha White from the Virginia Coalition on Solitary Confinement and Interfaith Action for Human Rights. Peace, brothers.
Okay. Peace, Miss Sasha. Hey, sis, how you doing? Peace. How you doing, Infinite? How you doing?
I'm best.
It's a pleasure to meet
brother.
You know, I know you. I know the brother from me and the brother used to walk together, and I'm grateful and thankful for it. Let me just say that to Allah for his mercy and blessing
under Allah.
You know what I'm saying? To be out here, bro. You know what's fabulous? What was fabulous is about when I seen the brother and ran into him again. I was out there in Richmond in what is the Williamsburg Road? What is that? Flea market.
Yes, sir.
The brother is, listen, black people, go out and support black business. This brother is doing a fabulous job, but it's what I knew he was going to do because he was doing it in the prison system. All right. And Sister Natasha, y'all listen. me and this sister, we met and we was on the battlefield. Hey, this sister gloved up with me, y'all. She gloved up on me, y'all.
Needed you to change your perspective. You know, we've all been behind that wall. All of us except for Krista. However, you got to understand that the repercussions of our actions are way different than the repercussions of those that are still inside. And yeah, at one time, I would have been all poor wild out. But I know that that will make it worse.
Yeah, and we also have Kevin Dickerson on the line.
Oh, KD, what's good, bro?
Hello, how are you doing, man? Blessed to be
here.
Peace.
Okay, well, look, we're gonna get right to the terms of things. Brother KD, listen, you want to introduce yourself to the people?
Yes, my name is Kevin Dickerson. Everyone called me KD. I'm the co-founder and vice president of Freedom Over Everything, FOE, which is a nonprofit organization that was started by three incarcerated men. We all incarcerated at Buckingham Correctional Center right now. So we basically the boots on the ground with inside the institutional system. And also we have our executive director, Krista Ellison, who's working on the outside as well.
So you firsthand can tell us, how did last week significantly affect the brothers that were in your circumference? How did this affect them?
Well, what I would say to that is like it was a continuation of the hope being sucked out the air. That's what I would describe it as. You know, the hope being sucked out the room from the letdowns dealing with the different bills that wasn't passed, such as parole and so forth. But here, this was a bill, Earned Credit Good Time. This was a bill that was passed by legislators, signed by the governor, and guys are actually ready to go home, walk out the door. I had one young brother. He's 26 years old, and basically crying on my shoulder, telling me about how it affected his mother, you know. Yeah, it hurt him, but to have your family affected by something like that. Anybody that's incarcerated know that's the worst thing that you can possibly do to a man that's incarcerated, you know, target their family. So, he went on to tell me the story about how his mother had painted his room and put fresh sheets on the bed and had his clothes already in the closet, and, she was distraught. You know, to the point where, you know, she didn't rip the sheets off the bed, and, you know, because it's cruel. It's a cruel act. You're basically telling someone that, you're going home. DMV was up here taking the picture for guys so they can have a fresh ID and everything. And, you know, guys are ready. You done told them they can go home. And here it is. You say, no, you can't go home because we are sore losers, you know, basically. We are sore losers. It was not meant for you because you have a violent crime. Well, you know, that violent crime thing, man, that's a broad. It's real broad now. They define violent criminals real broad. You know, I can walk into a bank and just have a note say I have a gun and display no gun, and now I'm a violent offender, you know. So, yeah, it was real cruel. It sucked the air. It sucked the hope out the room, you know, out the penitentiary.
I like the anatomy, you know, how you apply that to like a schoolyard bully. You know what I'm saying? As soon as he can't win the game, he wants to take his ball and scratch everybody's, you know, hopes away. Yeah, I feel you on that.
Exactly.
So, KD, like right now, what do you feel as a contributor to a lot of the upliftment that's taking place in the decision in the prison system? What do you feel is necessary right now to keep the encouragement, to keep the motivation, to keep the strength, and most importantly, the inspiration of the brothers in there and the sisters in there, keep them moving? What do you think is necessary?
For us, it's the information, knowing that we have people like yourself, like Christy, like Karen, and so forth, all these different organizations, these grassroots organizations with boots on the ground, continue to be there for us and fighting for us. Y'all are not giving up. Knowing that we're getting this information, knowing that y'all haven't given up, it basically re-energizes us. It gives us that strength we need, you know, that courage we need to continue to say, all right, okay, then I'm still in this fight. I'm not giving up, you know, just because they're not giving up on me, you know. So that's what's needed. We need, and to, you know, I'm passing the flyers out now, dealing with the cookout that's going to be in Norfolk, letting guys know that, look, this is an event right here that, you know, the community event. A lot of talking going to be going on, but also a lot of celebration, a lot of show of unity. So those events like that give guys hope because it gives them something to strive towards, saying, okay, then, maybe, you know, within a month's time or in a year's time or 2 years' time, I'll be able to be in that situation where I'll be a part of things like that.
Oh, man, that's peace. Christy, you want to address your counterpartner? You want to address your partner?
Boss man.
He called me Young Black Hopper because I'm still learning.
Yeah, I'm going to start calling her boss lady for real.
Hey, she the boss for real, bro. She be checking me, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
You all are teaching me. You just don't know the inspiration that you all give us, because our world is, even though your world is pretty much at a at a standstill to a certain extent, ours is just the numbers on the calendar that changes for us. We're still under, we're still getting whipped out here, just the way, just in a different way that y'all are getting whipped in there. It's just a different, that we're tackling. We have to deal with poverty. We have to deal with poverty. We have to deal with the laws, and we have to walk the straight line out here just as well as y'all have to do in there. So for me, I learn from you all. I get my strength from you all. Before I even speak, I try to talk to one of y'all before I speak, you know what I'm saying, so I'll know that what I'm saying is on point. So a lot of things that the guys see on outside, they learn from you all from the inside. The young boys and the youth and the community and, you know, vice versa. So we mimic you all. So when you all stand strong, it encourages us to stand strong out here. What you say, it's a two-way street. It's really a two-way street.
Brother, Katie, we're gonna come right back to you. Don't go nowhere because you're going to close out the show, of course. You being a founder, we definitely want to get some final notes. But Sister Natasha, you know, thank you so much, sis, for first and foremost your comfort. I want to thank you for your comfort. And you know, in Islam, in the Quran, Allah speaks of the woman to a husband or to a man is like a garment, like a comforter. You see, she's a comforter. And last week when we went through that, you know, that reality, you know, you were there to comfort me, and I really thank you because your comforting didn't just impact me. I feel like it was a move that you was making to impact all the black men in prison and out of prison, and I really appreciate you for that. Sister, you want to, you know, elaborate with us, like, what's really going on?
Okay, so absolutely. First of all, let me say no problem, and it's all love. I'm one of you guys. You know what I'm saying? I'm a returning citizen. I served 15 years in prison, and my husband was in prison for 20 years. And it ruined our marriage. And when I came home, I decided that what I thought ruined us, I was going to end. So here I am in my second state, fighting to end long-term solitary confinement, because it's ruining our men and our women. Mm-hmm. You know, dying in there. I was not very knowledgeable about the bill that got amended as far as the early assistance credits was concerned, because I'm new to this state and it's not my focus. But I do know that it is not by mistake that they decided to amend this bill on the weekend of June 2nd. And when there's other legislation in session that would stop them from torturing our people, we cannot call this and lash out at the oppressors and make it work. Because the minute that something pops off into this thing is the same time they're going to shut down the solitary cells. And you got to fight for the long haul. we will be fighting to get this amendment lifted. Believe that. Mm. I do not want brothers and sisters that are on the inside to cut their nose off to fight this thing, because they're looking for a reason to come in with them bats and stick the dogs on you and put you in solitary confinement and lose the seat. We cannot let that happen. So it was imperative that I kept my head cool, because I know if I was one of the ones affected, I probably would have went all the way off. But I know for a fact now that it will not help us. It will not help us. So to all the brothers inside and the sisters inside as well, yo, just hold your head. We got you out here. We got you out here. I'll boot you on the ground. I don't never go. Team, no sleep all day.
You know, Sister Natasha, not to cut your wisdom and not to cut your very passionate talk, because you're real. And I know I met you and you're real. But how do you effectively, get a man or a woman who has been impacted? I hear what you're saying, but what is it that you can say to them to give them new hope? What is it that you, yeah, there's a lot of brothers and sisters in Cosray don't know about this program. They don't know about what me and Sister Krista and Freedom Over Everything and what Community United Focus Cuffs is out here doing. Like, how do we get this comfort conveyed to all these men and women to realize that there are people out here fighting for them? And what do you think needs to be motivated in the prison system to keep them up?
I think the proof is in action. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, those of us that are out here on the streets were once in there. And we have made change. Now, there's a lot of change that has to come. But if you can change one thing, you can change all. So the truth will work. You know what I'm saying? The truth will work. I can say that I've seen change. I can say that I've changed laws. From lawbreaker to lawbreaker. So why won't I be able to change this? That's it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Real recognizes real. And from the yard to the same team I ran with inside, I run with outside. And we made sense. The proof is in the pudding.
I like that.
All I can say is, if you value yourself, if you know your worth, and you know you are, then you know that you can make change. Now, it can be in either direction. The same way you can tear something up, you can build something up. We are not the worst in the worst that people think. I know people that I was in prison with that are now doctors. I know people that I was in prison with that are now lawyers without degrees. They pardon people. They're writing whole parties. So it can happen. You just got to wait for it. Everything is a wait. And trust me, if you learn nothing else in prison, then hurry up and wait. So give us the chance to turn
you
this
have
around.
1 minute remaining.
Oh, Katie, I love you,
I'll call
Katie.
Right back, Chris.
Katie,
love
Katie,
y'all
call
too.
Back, man.
I'm going to call right back.
I love you,
all right, let me call right back, all right?
Okay.
Thank you for using GTL.
Yeah.
Sister Natasha. You're going to be coming to speak July the 2nd, right?
Absolutely.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah.
I'm wherever Chris is my road dog. I'm wherever Chris is at.
Okay, well, I hope that I'll be one of the ones you forever you, because I need you in my ranks, you know?
You got me. We don't have our first race. We go together now.
Yo. Stop the bus, yo. Stop it. Hey, yo. It's Sister Ann Southwood. I love your energy. So how long have you been home, Sister Natasha?
I came home in 2016. I had a lot of different battles. You know, I was fighting addiction. I was fighting domestic abuse. I was fighting childhood traumas. I was a doozy. I went from being a doozy to being a whole grown incarcerated adult. You know, throughout my lifespan, I probably did about 20 years in prison. But what happened was, I was going to lunch one day, and there was a closed Rikers campaign going on in New York. And Mayor de Blasio was standing outside, and one of my friends said, Sasha, Go over there and talk to him and ask him what he's going through about right now. And that's how it started. I ain't never been scared. For the same bully I was in the streets, for the same bully I was in the yard, in the legislative building, I'm a bully.
Okay.
That's how it happened. This saved my life. Fighting for people that can't fight outside for themselves saved my life.
Come on, sis. That's what's up. So you re-educated yourself, re-cultivated yourself, and you have a new essence of love for yourself. Wouldn't you say that?
Absolutely. You know, there was a time in my life that I didn't think I could live without my husband. He went to jail. I went to jail with him. Unfortunately, when he came home, he didn't come home the same, and neither did I. The difference is I grew in a different direction. He was in solitary for 12 years. He learned how to live without me. And when I had to leave, I learned how to live with me. Period.
I know I learned firsthand that solitary, you know what I'm saying? I did 2 years in Greensville in D unit and then 2 years in Powhatan, you know what I'm saying, and back in the dungeon back then. So I already know.
Let me tell you about the bill. Our bill was one of the only bills that didn't get killed this session. However, it was amended into a study bill. So they are going to study how the Department of Corrections uses, quote-unquote, restorative housing, which you know is the same as housing.
Right.
The good part about this is the study is done by us. So we will be going into the prison, interviewing, finding out how long they're going to California for. And the biggest difference
Hold on, sis. So you're getting your information direct from the brothers and sisters incarcerated.
Absolutely.
Listen, I'm 48. Oh, wow. That's remarkable.
I don't believe nothing police say. That's remarkable. That's beautiful. If I can't go into prison and talk to KD, I don't want to go talk to nobody.
That's right.
You can't trust the people that are causing the harm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Katie's
right.
Back on as well.
Okay. And Sister Krista, you want to talk to your roadie?
Yeah. Let me catch everyone up on something. I was asked by FOE about Freedom of Everything. We have a few programs and also workshops. And one of the programs is a program that Krista created, which is the book bag program, which, guys get prepared for the, re-enter back into society. But in this book bag, it consists of, your LLC license and all the things and necessary tools that you're going to need to be successful, So being that I'm a founder and the vice president, I said, I already have my book bag ready. I'm supposed to be on top, I felt like I was lacking in my duties because I didn't have none of these things prepared. I don't have my LLC license. I don't have my business plan together. None of those things. And I used the excuse that I was given 67 years to serve in prison is the reason why I don't create a business plan, or have my LLC license or, all these other things. But when I actually sat back and thought about it, I was like, man, that's foolish of me. Here it is that I'm telling guys, do not be a wannabe and sit in the background talking about what you want to do and just go ahead on and do it now, regardless of where your situation is or where you're at. I'm doing the exact opposite. I'm doing the exact same thing that I'm telling them not to do. I'm one of those guys that, I'm looking for some information or whatever. I want to order the book. I want to order the book on it and learn it and know it. So, this just happened a couple of days ago. So, I went to one of the elders and told him, look, man, I need a book on how to do business plans and business models, So I got to work on mine, So I just say that to say that say this though. This is something that we're going into now for our teaching guys how to do that. Teaching guys how to put together business plans and business models, and not sitting around being a wannabe, talking about what you want to do in the future when you can be doing it now, in the present. So
that's right. Hello.
That's what made me bring that up.
Now that's a good PowerPoint and focus point for brothers to recognize, because that was one of the things that I established, you know, through the many men that were there to mentor me and aid me. Brother Infinite, you want to introduce yourself to the people and let them know, you know, your experience and what you bring into this table, because, man, I know your strength. I know your strength, bro.
Yeah.
You want to talk to the people?
Yeah. I'm a little modest on things like that, but I understand where you're coming from, because, you know, people do need to hear these type of things. You know, when you come into prison, man, and it's a struggle to find your lane, the lane that you want to be in. You know, you have a background as being this particular person, you know, a reputation saying that, okay, then I'm a hustler, a drug dealer, or, you know, whatever it may be, you know. So you're finding yourself. You find yourself finding yourself, the lane that you choose to be in.
Right.
So, you know, I took my years of doing that. Okay, then this is what I want to do. But this is what I'm not going to do. You know, I'm not going to look like the guy that's a square. You know, I still want to be cool and, you know, and so forth or whatever. But I found myself that growing out of that. You know, I'm now 47 years old, and I don't care what somebody say about me. You know, I don't care, because I'm gonna be the guy that's leading. You're going to follow me. I'm not going to follow you. You know, you're going to conform to my idea, because I feel like my idea is going to keep you out of prison or keep a gun to your head. So that's what, you know, the evolution of me come in, that from the person that I used to be. You know, I used to be the person that, okay, then all right, I'm still searching. I no longer have to search, because I know exactly what it is that I want to do every day. You know, I'm going to be doing something
that
I'm passionate about, that I don't have to struggle get out of bed and do, you know. So being able to say, all right, okay, then I'm being influential in the communities as well as in this community as well, is what I'm passionate about. I'm passionate doing. You know, you don't have to pull my arm to say, well.
Now you two are coming to bring that passion here to Norfolk on July the 2nd, right?
Say that again.
I said you two are coming to bring that passion here to Norfolk July the 2nd, right?
Well, Chris had asked all three of us to, you know, be able to call in and speak, you know, so hopefully we'll be able to do that, man, and call in. That way y'all can hear from all three of the founders from FOE and, you know, get our views on things and how, you know, we want to continue to be influential in the communities and so forth. But, I will definitely be speaking on July the 2nd, you know, because I think that's it's a beautiful thing, man, to be able to be in the communities, man, and showing the youth something different, you know, I was asking a question. Go ahead.
No, that wasn't me, brother.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's KD.
Yeah.
That's KD. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead,
KD.
I'm sorry.
Right,
go ahead. Go ahead. Say what you're saying.
We have a workshop called the Buckingham Community Initiative, right, which is it's like a round table discussion where all the guys get together and we come up with a topic. So I was just recently, I was just asked, how did I become a criminal, you know? So I'm normally, you know, snappy, you know, with my answers, able to come back and let you know exactly, you know, what it is. So it took me the following week to be able to elaborate how I became a criminal, because I never, set back to imagine what it was that triggered me to becoming a criminal, because I never seen myself as being a criminal. So,
right.
And to share the story of what I told them, this was, you know, many, many years ago when I was, you know, out there in society. And, you know, like back in the day, you hang out on the block. You know, we weren't selling no drugs. We weren't committing no crimes. But we in our neighborhood, you know. So out on the block and everything. And I remember just like it was yesterday, Def Comedy Jam, go off. You know, everybody running the house, go watch Def Comedy Jam, come back out, talk about who was their favorite comedian, and so forth. So this particular night, we standing out in front of the Recreation Center in Richmond, Virginia, Hillside Court. We call it the Rec. and the police decides to jump out and start chasing us. Now, like I said, we young teenagers. We're not selling drugs or none of that at this point. So, you know, everybody run to my mama's house, and, you know, we sitting there, we laughing and joking. And the question was asked, why you run? Everybody don't know why we ran. We don't sell drugs. We not doing nothing wrong. And at that moment, now that I think back, at that moment, I was seen as a criminal. So I started thinking like a criminal. You know, it was at that moment right there, I was seen as a criminal. So I started thinking like a criminal. I started becoming a criminal. You know, I made up my mind that this is what I want to do. Since they said I'm doing it, I'm going to do it now. You know? And a lot of black men are faced with that these days, you know. Their neighborhood didn't gave up on them. Their parents didn't gave up on them. The schools didn't gave up on them. Everybody didn't gave up on them. So they become what it is that they say they are. And that's what they face with these days.
That's a reality that is affecting many of our young men and youth. But now I want to introduce everybody to Brother Infinite, who is also a guest speaker here tonight. Brother Infinite, you want to talk to the people today?
Yes, sir. I appreciate that, man, Hodge, and I most definitely appreciate finally getting to hear the brother KD, Bill.
Yes, sir.
And as well as the sisters. And KD, man, send out my love to Nadia and the brothers. You know what I mean?
No
Those
doubt.
My peoples. And I did a total of 32 years in the Virginia Department of Corrections. I've been home now going on 3 years, and I'm also a member, a program manager for Community Unit in Action, which is a community-based organization that ranges from re-education on to revitalization of our communities. And, you know, I'm into some whole lot of other things as well, but that's not why I'm here. I'm here as a testament to the same things that them brothers, like KD, was just building on, the things that we did in there. And that's one of the points that I felt like I was hearing through each one of the speakers, which is understanding that our situation and our circumstance is systemic.
That's right.
Right? It has a social element, it has a cultural element, it has an economic element, and it has a psychological element, at least to my understanding of it, right? Having experienced it, going through the holes and all of those things. And I think that my approach and those around me that I've been fortunate enough to be connected to has come at it in a systemic type of fashion, because the issues that plague our community, both inside and outside of the prison environment, I'm talking about us as original peoples, black peoples, however you want to call yourself, as long as you lifting yourself up in doing so, is that it's so pervasive, it's so widespread from our youth. You know what I mean? Like the brother just gave that testimony, and I can relate to it. I came up the same way in Mosby Court. That's what we were done. We were conditioned by the environment to think in a criminogenic, as they like to say, criminogenic way, where I didn't trust the police or anybody in authority, because it was taught to me by those that I looked up to, my homeboys on the street, on back to my mom and everybody else. But and then it goes on into the economic factors, you know, of our community, how we're cornered off from, you know, the economic stimulus that's going on all around us with all these
different
communities.
Right.
On down, you know, we can get into the breakdowns of the racial issues, the biases, the implicit as well as the explicit. But what I came to talk about was what helped me and brothers like me, like Alar King Wise, Alfonso Dixon, Wally Elhar Shabazz, and many others, you know what I mean, that were a part of what we did at Augusta Correctional Center. It took us 4 years to build a program, almost 4 years to build a program. And what we understood was that you don't look on high for where your assistance comes from. You get down and you just do, you know, work with what you got, and you change your environment. forcefully
come on now.
By how
that's
you
right.
live and conduct yourself. Because
right.
each
that's
day
right.
we came out of them cells for rec call or whatever, brothers got together, whether we was on the fence or whatever, and then we started understanding the problem. It was systemic.
Right.
And we just couldn't tackle it in one fashion. And so
that's
what
right.
we did was we reached out to brothers and sisters that were qualified. I'm talking about men and women on the inside as well as the outside. So, like FO, you know what I mean, FOA, right? FOE, pardon me, Freedom Over Everything. I love that, man. It's like knowing and understanding that what y'all are doing in there, this is my bill to you, bro. What y'all are doing in there right now with y'all program and exemplifying that message and teaching those
you
around you, I wouldn't
look. Remaining.
Hmm. I really want to get this. That's one of those, man.
It's like, man, you know, just to hear that, man. You know, like when it's gonna stop, you know.
Word.
You know, like when
y'all,
when,
y'all
when
doing
slavery
it.
Is gonna ever be over with? They it's like, okay, then we're gonna notify you right now in the 60 seconds that you back incarcerated. You know.
Word.
For
20 minutes.
For 19 minutes, you are free. But after this 1 minute, you back incarcerated. I want to thank each one of y'all, man, for allowing me to, man, to participate in this, man, and deal with y'all, man, and know that, man, it's not going to stop for us in here, man. You know, freedom of everything, it means a lot. You know, nothing is going to be, you're going to put nothing over your freedom ever again. That's basically what you're saying.
Okay.
Nothing over your freedom ever again.
Hey, Katie, man, we know you about to bust a move, man. We love you. Listen, man, I just want you to know, brother,
thank
I'm here.
Thank you for using
I'm
GTL.
Oh, well,
man,
that's how it go. Yeah,
yeah
that's how it shut down. As long as we continue to do the work that we're doing, we're honoring that brother and many other men like him that are continuously, you know, putting in the fight and the work in the decision in the prison system. And,
Tonight,
you know, Minhaj.
Infinite?
Yes, sir.
No, he said pardon him for a second.
Oh, okay.
One of the things I wanted to point out, too, and this is what I had talked to Sister Krista yesterday. Me and Krista was talking about this. You know, when I was in the decision, Infinite could also maybe speak to this. When I was in the prison, and you can also, Natasha, you can also speak to this, is that when I was in the prison, I sat, I ate, I prayed, I assembled, I strengthened, I worked side by side, I concentrated on positive, impactful things, I protected with other men, with other brothers. Who was in the struggle and the fight with me. I didn't do it by myself.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? I didn't eat the big meals and the pizzas and the pies and the cakes and all the big meals that we would eat in the pod together by myself. You see what I'm saying? My struggle wasn't alone. When I was in the hole in solitary, it was brothers that strengthened me. They would send me letters. They would send me food. They would send me cosmetics. You know what I'm saying? Things to keep me strengthened. And one of the things I want to really, really push tonight before I do anything and go anywhere, if you're here in Virginia and you have some of anything of your talent, of your time to, you know, devote towards this cause, please do so. It doesn't matter if a person's in Tidewater, if a person's in Richmond, if a person's in Northern Virginia. If you're doing this work, then we need to know who you are so we can help you do this work.
Right.
If I was your brother in the penitentiary, I should be your brother outside the penitentiary.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
And if we take that collective unity that we had in the penitentiary and apply it now with all these powerful, and I'm keeping it 100 with y'all, and that people may not realize this, I'm talking about right now, I can give you at least 10 brothers that had life sentences or did over 30 or 20 years that are out here right now successful, contributing to society, being productive civil citizens to their families first, religiously uplifting. And these are, I'm telling you, if we come together and move, we don't need politicians. They're going to need us. We don't need a funneled in money and support outside because we supporting us. You see what I'm saying? So I'm really grateful for tonight. You know, I'm really grateful for tonight. So go ahead, sis.
I'm from New York. So, of course, I was incarcerated in New York. And my felony fam is deep. When I say it's about 90 of us, we in a group called SOS. And it's titled SOS, which means Survivors of the System. We do events together. We have meetings twice a month on Zoom on Saturday morning, update each other about lives, get each other jobs.
Word.
We have a network that's so big. We throw each other parties. Well, I'm telling you, when we show up at an event, it's like 100 of us. And if we sell anything, you know, and the bonds you create in prison are everlasting.
That's right.
And some of them last longer than the bonds you have with the people you are actually blood related to. Nobody understands me better than my nobody.
That's right.
I show up for people, show up for you. And the difference is that people that are free and take advantage of the freedom that they have are only concerned with themselves. That's why we come home and we do what we do. Because we're focused.
Right.
It's when you lose the focus, you lose yourself. I give a big shout out to people like Krista, who have never been incarcerated, because she's in this fight from the heart. You know what I'm saying? But for me,
this shit
is personal. I tell people on my coalition, my coalition is combined of maybe 30 different organizations. They're all a bunch of people. None of them ever been.
Let me just say this. When you all are.
You don't know what I've been through, and you don't know what I will do to make sure nobody else has to go through it.
Let me just say this. When you all are hurting, we're hurting out here as well. It's a trickle-down effect. I've never been incarcerated, but I feel the impact of anybody that's incarcerated. I have a brother that's incarcerated, been down for 21 years, who left behind a son that I have to go pick him up. I have to be uncle on the weekend when my brother can't show up. I got to go take him to go play, show him how to play basketball. I got to go take him to go get his hair cut. I have to be his weekend, you know, father when in my brother's absence. So, you know, I thought holding a person down that was incarcerated was just putting money on their books and giving them that 19-minute conversation until I learned in depth of what it is that y'all were going through and in depth of struggles that y'all have from the correctional center, you know, system that's supposed to be correcting you all's behavior, and the damage, the continuous damage that they are doing to you all physically, mentally, spiritually.
So,
it's just organized crime. So what I did was, I'm like, I always share this story with people about I read a letter that I found from a lady that I was taking care of, an elderly woman. She had, it was a headshot of a white boy, and the mom was saying, my son committed this heinous crime, and if you pay $25,000 to help him come home, I'll make sure he never do it again. And I said, well, dang, this elderly woman is going to give $25,000 to get Jacob home, but we throw Pookie away for less.
Right.
Mm.
Pookie came in and took the microwave. Pookie came in and scraped up my floors. And Pookie can't come back to the house no more because he's tearing up my stuff.
Mm.
Pookie get locked up. Mm. He probably did it. We're the only people that will say lock him up and throw away the key instead of when other cultures say let's get them the help that they need. So I just vowed to, after I read that woman's letter, her mail, I vowed to never throw my people away ever again. So that's why I'm so passionate in this fight. because I realized that other cultures don't do that.
Right.
Alhamdulillah. All right, everybody, let's hold up for a second. Let's see if we got anybody calling in that would like to maybe give a comment or ask a question or maybe even add some peace. Jason, you got anybody up there, Jay Sean?
Somebody.
Got a lot of feedback. We got any caller want to come
feedback.
In?
Wait, 1 second.
Rodriguez, and
I'm 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 78.
I would like to say that. Hey,
hold on. Who is this?
Louis D. Rodriguez. I'm an elder with the Presbyterian Church, USA. And also
okay,
part of
come on in, bro.
How you doing, Derek?
Okay.
As-salamu
alaykum, okay,
my
peace,
brother.
Man. Wa alaykum as-salam, rahmat, shalom, barakat, peace.
I today is the first time I got enlightened to this session by Natasha, and I was on since 7 o'clock. And I understood what the sister is saying, that, you know, sometimes we throw away the key, lock our brothers and sisters up and throw away the key. But that mostly came from white racist men that really wanted to do that. In New York State, we experienced that under Governor George Pataki. His platform was law and order. After the Attica riots in New York State, we actually had a lot of programs coming in from people, and a lot of them were white, intending to do good. And we had a flourishing of college programs and everything until 1994 when President Clinton dedicated the Pell Grant, and Governor Pataki did the same thing in 1995. He dedicated the TAP Grant, whereas there was no more education within prisons unless if you had one that was coming in with private funds, one something which I initiated at Eastern New York Correctional Facility. Nevertheless,
okay,
all that stuff that's going on, brother, the people on the inside, they need to find themselves, and we need to find ways to get them to find themselves and for them to start thinking from inside, what am I going to do when I come home, and start to prepare them with that mindset, because it's all mindset
sir.
And spirituality, man. Your spirit, if you have a great spirit, you're going to overcome. You know, that mindset, we got to protect that mindset. When I came up state, I was sentenced to 20 years of life. I did 26 years off of that Pataki thing. Nevertheless, I said to myself, I am not going to let them take my mind. I am not. And that was my mantra.
Brother,
you know,
thank you so much. I don't want to cut you because we want to try to see if it – that was very insightful. Thank you, brother. I would love for you to join us again. So please don't leave us. Okay, don't leave us. Okay. Jay Sean, do we got anybody else that wanted to speak?
No, not at this time.
Okay. Brother Inf, I can know we kind of shorted you on the time. Would you like to elaborate real quick for like 3 minutes about what it is that you're doing in Richmond at the Williamsburg Street? What is that? Williamsburg Flea Market.
Well, yeah. The Supreme Flea Market is one of the components of what we're striving to do as an organization. As I said, even though I'm the manager of the Supreme Flea Market, where we have like over 40 independent vendors inside of there, my actual work comes through my community engagement, which is community unity in action, and which is made up of 31 different organizations and advocates, community advocates from politics on down to community gardens and the six major, where it's four of the six major public housing areas in the city that we work with.
Okay.
But mainly I'm striving to do my best to exemplify the message that we are talking about tonight, that
yes,
the redeeming qualities of the human being. you know.
Yes, sir.
Whether they're men or women, you know, juveniles, because we can't forget about those either, because like I said,
right.
this is a systemic issue. And
right.
there are numerous methods that need to be, that should be applied. But one of the things I really want to say quickly is back to the brother KD and Nadia and all of them brothers that's doing that work in there and other brothers that are not being mentioned at this time
yes.
to harness their units. I mean, take
yes,
their living quarters, you know, and
mm-hmm.
turn those joints into universities for real. Self-educate.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
That's
and
right.
And collaborate with those who would collaborate with you. It's within the policy.
Yes,
you're not doing anything causing disruptions and all of that. And
that's
you
right.
take that information and you funnel it out to these brothers and sisters like myself out
that's
here.
Right.
And we connect.
Okay.
And we use that
okay.
power because we have to come together. And the last thing I'm going to say is it was an adage that the brother said, Brother Shaquille Ali, I'll never forget it, man. He said that when there's an African proverb that when spiders unite, they can take down a lion. You know what I mean?
That's
and
right.
so that's what it's about. You know what I mean? Let's do the work. We don't need nobody else. They're going to come as we build.
That's right. That's
let's
right.
Get
thank you, brother. That's,
peace.
Yeah, thank you for that piece. And I'm thankful for Sister Natasha for joining us tonight. We're gonna
thank you.
Take these last moments. We're gonna take these last moments. Now I love you, sis, and thank you for struggling with us and being that backbone that we need. And I wanted everybody. Infinite Man, hey, I love you, brother.
Yeah,
I'm praying for you.
Inshallah,
may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to guide you with success out there. And you know what I'm saying.
Yes,
and I'm looking forward to you guys. July the 2nd next week, man, the people are really going to be incited. They're going to be really incited with positive, beneficial, you know, speaking and inspiration from hearing the stories of you guys, my team. You know, I like to call y'all my team, man. I don't consider us being divided
that's
or
right.
nothing like that. You know what I'm saying?
That's
and
right.
Cause we, in, you know, we in this struggle together, you know. And so we're going to make that pathway. So tonight, before we, Sister Krista, you want to say a few words real quick?
Yes, I just wanted to kind of piggyback off of what he's saying about, you know, us rallying together. You know, we have to come together and find a way to, the system works the way it's supposed to work. So it's not a broken system, but we have to, the system
Word.
Is designed to break us. So we have to learn how to stand, you know, within that and find a way to dismantle the system that is meant to break us because it's not a broken system. So I just hope that, you know, everyone, each one, teach one. You know, I know you know at least five people. Tell five people about the things that you've learned today and what you take your takeaway from the message today. And then allow those five people to, you know, the opportunity to call in or, you know, just listen to the things that we have, the movement that we're trying to progress to get our queens and kings home. So,
mm-hmm.
and be productive citizens, in, you know, in society. So, you know, and just build on that. So we most definitely want to continue this fight and encourage each. I encourage every one of you all to continue to do what y'all doing. I love you all with the love of the Lord. And, you know, I'm just excited about what's next.
Thank
you. And so by the you know, the grace of Allah, I thank Krista so much for always just being in and being my partner, man. It's like it's so exciting. I'm so refreshed every week to know I got, you know, such an admirable person supporting me, you know, and then the fact that she's a mother and a woman, and, you know, it's amazing. The strength
mm-hmm.
is really something necessary in our community. Tonight was a very, very insightful night. I'm very grateful to have had the beautiful guests that I have, my brothers and sisters in the struggle. And we're here to encourage anyone who would like to participate, anyone who would like to donate, anyone who would like to give their time. When we say donate, I want to make something clear. The greatest charity of that you can give is your time. You understand?
Right.
Your time. You know, your time is the greatest donation you can give to the cause. Your money, yes, okay. But your time, your energy,
right,
and your motivation compared to what we compare and compiling with what we're doing is, you know, an added strength. So, please,
right,
you know, anything that you can contribute to this cause, you know, contact myself, Derek Malai Hansford, Minhaj, on Facebook. You can find me, pull me up. I'm that handsome guy with the light-skinned beautiful sister kissing him on the head. You'll never miss me. but you know, you'll find me up there. And then go on to, you can go on to Krista Ellison, you know what I'm saying, her Facebook page. And you definitely can't miss that. But she's like that, you know, definitely that Kamara, that moonlight that shines in the night. You know how it's dark in the night, but
Word.
You can rely on that moonlight,
yeah,
right? That's what you're going
right.
to see when you pull that Chris Allison page up. So, you know, any way that you would like to participate, contribute, just contact us, man, and we got you. You know what I'm saying? If there's anything, anybody that's out there going through something and you need assistance, and I want to talk about mental health, please, people, understand
right.
that this thing that we, this systemic cycle of modern-day slavery we've been subjected to has caused a lot of post-traumatic stress in our community and in our families, not just in prison, but also outside prison. So I would really encourage you to look up Tomorrow's Change. Tomorrow's Change, and you can pull that up on your website, Google it, and these people provide outstanding mental health counseling.
Hey, how are you?
Okay, so get with them. All right, and with that, we're going to get ready to shut it down. But before I do, I want to thank my fellow companions that are down with me, Freedom Over Everything. I love you guys. I'm grateful to be a member, and I'm grateful for you to be a member of Community United Focus. And I'm grateful for those who support us. July the 2nd, man. July the 2nd.
No.
Listen, everybody was talking about in the water, what something in the water in D.C. Y'all hear the concert going on in your community with Flam, whoever performing, all of y'all make your way from all great cross. Listen, man, get in your car. If you're in Richmond, it's 2 hours. If you're in Newport News, okay, maybe 2 hours because you might get stuck in that tunnel. I understand. But listen, man, if you in this area, if you're in Jersey or New York, get here if you can get here.
Right.
2517 Lafayette Boulevard. 2517 Lafayette Boulevard. Get here if you can get here. We need you. We're having this community, the second annual community cookout. And listen, y'all, we're getting ready to do it big. We want to celebrate the community, our families, our brothers and sisters struggling. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to do this cookout together, enjoy ourselves, and we're going to celebrate the movement that's about to happen. Because as I mentioned earlier on a post, freedom is now alive. What you going to do? What you going to do? All right?
Word
so, y'all,
life.
We're going to all close. Everybody want to say peace?
Peace.
Everybody?
Peace.
Peace. We love
you.
We're going to
get you a new profile picture, too, brother.
Yeah.
great show.
Hey, Sean, you want to get a piece of Jay Sean?
Yeah, peace. Mm-hmm. Peace, everybody. Great show. Be safe. Stay strong.
Absolutely. Thank y'all, brothers and sisters.
Community United Focus, July 2nd, Community United Focus, Freedom Over Everything, Cuffs, FOE, we doing it. Y'all come through, support us. We supporting you. Word is born. We real with it. Direct talk.
Shout out, Young Swiss. Yo, that was loud.
I want you to know that I love you. I really do love you. Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. Whoa, I think I'm in love again. And here we go again. Don't wanna have another heartbreak, but every time that I see you and we talk, she take my breath away. Get a grip and start out with a friendship. Cause sailing with a Moby Dick can sink a ship. Thinking with your head, but you get a shot of one. Remember all the past lessons that you learned from. A 90-day rule, but we rush it too. In 2 months, we send a text, I love you. In 5 months, became the best of friends. In 7 months, we put our first picture on the gram. On the foundation that we lay and stay stable when nature throws us a curve, but love wins again. Thank you for showing me that I can love again. I'm your homie and lover, homie, lover, friend, yeah.
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
Been 2 years and we still running. To get them butterflies when I see you coming. It's funny how life all works. You gotta open up your heart to operate to see how life works. When there's rain showers, the sun shines again. Gotta weather every storm just to sail again. I know the time is now, I gotta do official. I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you take me for eternity? And make your pinky promise that you'll never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future is scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the morning, you will wanna see. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I wanna say. First, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh my God, I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.